And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the bowler, briefcase, and brolly brigade.
The man from the ministry.
This week, our story takes us somewhere other than the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, to start with. In fact, the British Ornithological Society in Duke Street. There we find the nation's top ornithologist coming to grips with a rather specialized problem.
Now, a bit of glue here. A bit there. Oh, that's better. Test them, I suppose. Seashells on the seashore. Yes. That's not bad. Better take these in sometime, though. This sets you for a 10,000 conversation service. Now then, where was I? Oh, yes, my paper on fossils. The basic differences between wingless Hesperornis and the ichthyornis. Now, let's see. And talking of fossils, here's another one. Yes, John, what do you want?
I want to speak to you, that's what.
All right, carry on then. My Hesperornis and ichthyornis can wait.
As well. It's not good for you to wait. If you've got to go, you've got to go.
No, Lol, I'm not going anywhere. Hesperornis and ichthyornis are fossils.
So what are you worrying about them for? They're dead, aren't they?
Of course, fossils are dead, Lol, but people still read about them.
Oh, they must be crazy, man. Now is when all it's happening now. Live for the present, kiddo. Get with it. Get with it, you see.
Now, Lol, are you feeling all right?
Of course I am. I'm just getting tired of all we lived in the past. Why can't we just grab us a raw hunk of today?
Because us ornithologists are dedicated to our profession, that's why. Now, enough nonsense. Why did you come here in the first place?
Just to give you this. Just came in the post.
What is it?
Oh, someone sent us a picture. They want to know what sort of bird it is.
Eh? Blimey, some people. They just don't realise that there are nearly 8,600 species of birds from 27 completely different orders.
Orders? What orders?
Orders of birds.
Oh.
Groups, if you like. Well, if some monkey sends me a picture, how am I supposed to know if it comes from the Sphiniciforms order or the Struthioniforms order or even the Cetaciforms order? How should I know?
Yes, well, it is your job, isn't it? You're supposed to know.
Oh, sure, but have you ever tried to tell the difference between the Struthioniforms and the Cyconiforms?
No, thanks. I have enough trouble deciding whether to cook chicken or duck for dinner. Anyway, how about looking at this geezer's photo just to see if you can tell what it is by some chance, you know?
I don't think it's even worthwhile. Oh. But as you insist, chuck it over.
There you are, then.
Right, let's have it. No! A great bustard!
Now, Humbert, there's nothing to do.
I'm not your nit. This is a great bustard. It's a bird.
Humbert, I'm not stupid, you know. I can see it's a bird.
Ah, but you didn't know it was a great bustard, did you?
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah. Just shows you, doesn't it? There nearly isn't, though, you know.
Nearly isn't what?
Nearly isn't such a thing. They're nearly extinct. Now, where was the picture taken?
Regent's Park, apparently.
Regent's Park! This is better than I thought. It's got to be saved, Lol. At all costs, it's got to be saved.
Here we are, Mr. Lamb, the Morning Mail. Shall I put it in the usual place?
No, Mildred. The waste paper basket is full. You'd better put it in my in tray.
Right here. Oh, where's Mr. Lennox Brown this morning, by the way? It's nearly afternoon. He's not usually as late as this.
Oh, he's at the Department of the Environment for a big meeting about London's wildlife. Apparently, they're holding a symposium.
Oh, well, I hope they're finished and they let the poor thing go free again.
Good morning, number two. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Morning, number one.
All right, now stand by now. We have a lot to do this afternoon.
All right. Like what?
Well, we've got to do something about the great Busters.
You mean Sir Gregory?
No, no. No, the great Bustard. A strange creature with a huge beak and staring eyes.
Oh, that's right, Sir Gregory.
Number two, the great Bustard is a very rare bird. And one of them's nesting on the island in Regent's Park Lake, and we've been asked to protect it.
Well, I never. Imagine you two playing watchdog to a bird.
Well, it's exceptionally rare, Mildred. In fact, it's the first time it's nested in this country for over 100 years.
Oh, so it's settling down in its old age.
Of course it isn't.
How exactly do we have to protect it, number one?
Well, I have decided that the best plan will be to rope off the entire island so that vandals can't get near the place.
Ooh, but that'll take an awful lot of string, won't it?
We have to be determined to spare no expense. After all, it's only public money.
Well, I'll see if I can get some string from stationery, if you like.
That's an idea. Thank you very much, number two.
Not at all. Miss Hadwell of stationery rather fancies me, you know. Yes, I think she's attracted by my nimble brain.
Well, she certainly can't be attracted by his nimble body.
Mm. Now, Mr. Lennox Brown, you shouldn't make fun of Mr. Lamb. He's all get up and go.
Yeah, I thought most of it had got up and gone. General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown speaking. Now, good morning to you, Sir Gregory, and how are you on this wonderful, wonderful morning? I see. Same old complaint, eh?
Shut up, Lennox Brown.
Yes, right away, Sir Gregory.
Now then, I understand your office has to protect the great bastard.
That's true, Sir Gregory, yes.
Well, listen, the whole happening has caused the Department of the Environment much excitement. So if there's any mishap on this job, anything at all, I'll have your heads for booking.
Yes. Well, don't you worry about a thing, Sir Gregory.
I'm worried about everything, man. That's why I'm phoning. Don't you dare muck it up.
No. You can trust us, Sir Gregory. Don't worry. Just leave everything in our very capable hands. Rest in peace and goodbye, Sir Gregory. And do give my very best regards to your old buzzard. I mean, buzzard. Hello? Hello? Hello, Sir Gregory. Oh, dear. We seem to have been cut off again. Oh, poor man. It must be terrible to live your life without trust.
I'm afraid I couldn't get any string. The stationery store's closed for a few days.
Well, don't bother, number two. In the circumstances, string's not enough. We can't afford to slip up on this one. So, we will close the park immediately.
Ooh, wow!
Yes, I've signed an order at once. Regent's Park will be closed to public and staff until I give the order to reopen it. And I shan't do that until the wretched bird's hatched all its eggs.
I don't see why we had to come here at this time of day. It's 5 o'clock. I should be home by now.
Well, I had to see my orders had been carried out.
Well, they certainly have. The park's sort of weird with nobody in it. Can't we leave now?
As soon as we've checked the island, Mildred, we have to be sure the bird is all right. You know, actually, I find the lake rather pleasant at this time of day.
That's because you're not rowing.
Of course I'm not rowing. I'm the senior executive. Now, don't fuss, number two.
All right for you. I'm the one sitting here pulling myself.
Anyway, here we are. Jump ashore, Mildred. There we are. After you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Lennox Brown. Should I come back in the boat and help you out?
Not at all. I had a fair amount of nautical experience, you know.
Hey, why did you step in the water, sir?
Hmm? Oh, well, I did that deliberately, Mildred. My feet have got rather hot. Come along, number two. Come along, tie the boat to a tree trunk and don't take all evening about it.
I can't trust it, number one, or the rope will get knotted.
The rope will what?
Get knotted.
That will do. That will do, thank you, number two. Yes. This island's rather overgrown, isn't it, Mildred? No paths in sight at all.
Oh, and blooming spooky and all. Like the jungle in Malaria or somewhere.
Well, the boat's secure, number one. Are we going to look at the nest?
Well, if we can find a way through this undergrowth. You'd better go first and hack a path with your umbrella.
What? Oh. All right. But it'll ruin my brolly.
Off you go. All right, now, Mildred, you can bring up the rear, carrying our briefcases on your heads. Safari fashion.
Yes, Buana.
All right. Keep carrying number two.
Ah!
And stop complaining.
Well, I didn't say anything.
Ah!
What?
Here, look, Mr. Lennox Brown, at that big nest there. That must be the bustard.
By Jove, Mildred, you're right. What an ugly-looking brute.
Limey, now you've upset it.
Just a moment, let me have a closer look. I have a way with creatures of the wild. Oh, look, it's smiling at me.
Limey, what's that in his nose?
What a vicious bustard.
Well, it seems quite able to look after itself. Everything appears to be in order. Yes, well, I think we can relax on this one. Let's go, shall we, before it gets dark?
Aye, let's get back to the beach. Mr. Lamb, where did you tie up the boat?
Over there, Mildred.
Aye, that's what I thought. And it's not there now, it's gone with the room.
I suppose you realize what you've done, number two. Oh,
but you told me to tie it to a tree trunk, and I did.
And I meant one that was still on the ground, not a branch that was lying on the shore.
Well, it was quite a big branch, number one.
Yes, I can see it floating along in front of the boat in the middle of the lake.
What are we going to do, Mr. Lennox Brown?
It's all right, Mildred. We'll call for help. One of the park keepers will help us.
Oh, don't be daft, number two. We've cleared the park. All the keepers are outside, keeping the public away.
Well, can't one of you swim out and fetch the boat?
I can't swim, Mildred. Well, it's the result of an old war wound, you know. You're the only one who can, number two. Look, swim over and get the boat, please, will you?
What? But I daren't. Ever since I saw that film Jaws, I've been terrified of the water. I even have to shut my eyes going over Westminster Bridge.
But it's only 100 yards, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, but this water's so deep and dark and dirty and murky. Now, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Well, all right, then we're trapped here until morning, I'm afraid.
Limey, I can't stay here all night.
But you haven't got an alternative, have you?
But what happens in the morning? There'll still be no one in the park.
Look, we'll light a bonfire. Someone outside the park will see the smoke.
Aye, well, thank heavens you're here, Mr. Lennox Brown. You always know what to do.
Oh, well, I suppose one does have certain qualities of common sense and, well, we'll call it courage, if you like.
What was that? Don't move, anybody. Don't move.
It's only an owl, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Yes, of course. Yes, I knew that, of course. I was just testing your reaction, really.
But if we've got to stay here tonight, what about food?
I think I've got something in my bag.
Oh, well done, Mildred.
Here we are. 4 cough sweets.
Oh, dear. Is that all?
Now then, number two, we're lucky to have anything at all. Now, give them to me, Mildred, and I'll ration them out. One for me, one for you, Mr. Lamb, and one for me.
But that's not fair. You've got 2. That's greedy.
How can it be greed? I don't even like cough sweets.
Oh, I see.
Now, you and Mildred had better build a rude shelter.
What for, sir?
For me to sleep in, of course. I have to keep myself fresh to lead us all to safety.
But Mr. Lennox Brown...
You and Mr. Lamb will be keeping watch. And don't worry, we'll be off this island in no time. Come tomorrow, they will miss us at the office.
You know, it's quite extraordinary, Crawley. Lennox Brown and his crew haven't been in for 4 days.
Perhaps they're sitting in the, what's-his-name? The canteen.
The canteen? They've been away for 4 days, man.
What's-his-name there gets slower and slower. Yeah. Service.
Yeah. My bet is they've all walked out in a huff.
Oh, what's-his-name?
Yes, a huff.
Bless my soul, that's awful.
Awful is wonderful. Without those nitwits around, life here can be quite enjoyable. And you realize if they stay away for 21 days, they rate as absent without leave.
Oh.
That means I can sack them.
Careful, Sir Gregory. Your what's-his-name started twitching again.
Let it. If they're not back by Monday, I'll destroy all their files and documents, all their papers, all the records of their absurd blunders over the years. I'll paper over their office door. No one need know they existed.
Oh, no. Steady on, Sir Gregory. Perhaps you ought to have a what's-his-name.
They won't come back. I feel it in my bones. They're off somewhere, living it up.
Oh. It's an awful thing to say, Mildred, but after all this time on the island, I'd almost rather be back at the office. Do you realize we've been here 3 weeks?
Is it only 3 weeks? Seems like 6 months to me.
No, it's 3 weeks exactly. I carved a rude calendar on this tree. I've been ticking off the days.
But I'm starving, Mr. Lamb. Is there any more of that wild fowl left?
No. I'm afraid Mr. Lennox Brown just finished the parson's nose. I suppose he was entitled to it. If he hadn't caught it, we'd be dead by now.
Well, if you ask me, Mr. Lennox Brown's enjoying himself. Building a stockade, ordering us about. Any minute now, he'll be calling you Man Friday. And why did he commandeer your braces?
Well, he tied them to a branch to make a rude bow, and he's using his brolly as an arrow. Says he's going to shoot a few ducks.
Mm. He'll be lucky. They've all swum away, haven't they?
No. Look, he's after one now. Ooh. Do you see? He's creeping down the beach.
Oh, yes.
Quack, quack, quack. Dog! Blessed thing! Ah, well, never mind. Food isn't everything. All right, attention, you two. Oh. Time to hoist the flag, the start of a new day.
It isn't a flag. It's my shirt. And I'm cold.
Cold? How can you be cold? You've got a strong grass skirt like the rest of us.
Well, it may be strong, but there are nettles in mine.
Well, I wish you hadn't burnt all our clothes on that first day, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Well, I had to, didn't I? Leaves and twigs were too wet to burn. Well, if someone had seen the bonfire, we would have been rescued.
Yes. Pity you lit it just as it started to rain.
Yes. Well, I haven't made many mistakes. I've kept it alive, haven't I? It was I who thought of collecting rainwater in our bowler hats. I've kept my wits about me. Oh, yes, I have.
Well, so have I. It was me that spotted that footprint on the beach and followed the track round the island.
Aye, and after you'd been round 4 times, you realized the footprint was your own.
All right, now stop. Now, just hold it. Bickering will get us nowhere. The important thing is to keep active. Yeah, well, all right, I'm off to write my journal, and when I get back to civilization, I shall sell it to the Staff magazine and make a fortune.
We'll never get back to civilization. The park will stay closed till we give the word, and we can't give the word because we're trapped in the park. We're doomed, Mildred, and I'm too young to die.
No, you're not, Mr. Lamb. It'll be all right.
Oh, I had a glittering career ahead of me. And now I have to end my days on this island. This green Hades. This primeval swamp.
Oh, I wonder what's happening back in the dear old office.
But it simply has to be, Sir Gregory. They must have made a... What's his name?
They've made many what's-his-names in their time, Gregory. What sort of what's-his-names did you have in mind?
A suicide pact.
Suicide?
Yes, it could be the only reason we haven't seen them for 6 weeks.
But this is tragic. Tragic. The Prime Minister would blame me. She'll say I drove them too hard.
Yes.
You'll tell them that's not true, won't you?
Oh, yes, with what's his name? Feeling.
Yes. Lennox Brown was like a son to me, you know.
Oh,
Miss Murfin, like a daughter. And so was Lamb. Was I too harsh?
Oh.
When I think of the last time I saw Lennox Brown, there was trust in those great brown eyes.
Yes.
Somehow, He seemed almost human.
Perhaps we should clear out the office.
No, 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 Crawley. I want it left just as it is.
Oh.
Just as
oh.
they left it.
Yes.
Mr. Lamb's marmalade in the out tray. Alex Brown's pools on his desk. Miss Murfin's ironing board over there.
Oh, by the way, the Department of the Environment people want to know if they can open their... What's his name again?
My view was...
Their pot.
Oh. Yes, tell them... No, no, no. We'll keep it closed for another month as a mark of respect. It's what Lennox Brown and Lamb would have wished.
Oh. Oh, very well, Sir Gregory. I'll tell them.
Yes, thank you, Crawley. Well, pick in here. What? A little one. Three people have been seen on the lake where the great bustard is nesting. Oh, I see. Probably vandals, yes. Well, don't worry, I'll deal with them. What's that? Two of them look quite big and burly. Well, mustn't take the law into one's own hands. I'll ring Scotland Yard. Well, don't worry, I'll get rid of them.
Number one, there's a chap wading across the lake. He's coming towards
us. There, number two, please. When you're desperate, the mind plays funny tricks. Fred, no one could wade across there. Those murky depths, they're unplumbed.
But it's true. Look, he's out now. Here he comes.
Blimey, he's right. Oh, and he's only little.
What you lot doing here, Mr. Opti, now?
Good grief. How did you get across here, young man?
Well, I waded across, didn't I?
But you can't have. The water's too deep.
Yeah, it was a bit deep over there. Came right up to me waist.
What do you mean?
do you mean that we didn't hit that...
Hey,
look. I say, there. There's a motorboat coming.
Oh, blimey, it's a fuss. You lot better scarper. Punching about in grass skirts, you get put away.
Now then, you vandals on the island, we'll ask you both your hands up or we'll storm the beaches.
Oh, glory. I think we're being rescued.
And here is the news read by Mortimer Thripp. There were amazing scenes in Regent's Park today when police removed three people from an island in the lake. It was first thought that they were teenage hippies having an orgy. But after they had been hosed down, it was established that two of the men were middle-aged and the third man was a girl. All wore grass skirts and the men donned bowler hats as they left the island because, as one put it, they didn't want to look silly. A ministry spokesman, Sir Gregory Pitkin, acknowledged that the three belonged to his staff, but he denied that they thought themselves marooned while surrounded by 3 feet of water. The trio, he said, have volunteered to stay on the island to guard the rare great bustard which had been nesting there. Yes, what is it, Crawley?
The park people rang, and they're furious. Two of their chaps went across to the island to check on the great, bustard.
Oh, yes.
And all they found was a heap of feathers and the what's-his-name. Wishbone. Somebody's eaten it.
Somebody's eaten it. Eaten the great bustard.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
Well, who would do so? Lennox Brown, you said you ate a wildfowl.
Now, don't jump to conclusions, Sir Gregory. After
and
all
the eggs.
They look very much like an ordinary pigeon,
Sir Gregory. We had the eggs scrambled.
Bigger,
what? I'll scramble you. When shall I get my
hands? No help!
Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.